1st. We're joined with Families First Partnership. Good morning, Carolyn Sabin. How are you?
Just great. How are you, Tanner?
Well, let me get your microphone on. Now you're good. How are you doing? Yeah.
Just great. How are you, Tanner?
I'm good. Good to have you back in here for our monthly check-in here with Families First Partnership. Again, I always like to do this just at the beginning. Give me the 30-second, what is Families First Partnership?
All right. Yeah. Families First Partnership, we're a nonprofit, and we're really what is considered the community collaborative. And so we really partner with a lot of the local agencies to help figure out the needs, gaps, the barriers in the community, and then work with those organizations to either meet that need or supplement what they're doing so that we can really address those urgent needs in the community.
There is sometimes a negative connotation to middleman, but I feel like you're like a nonprofit middleman, kind of.
Right.
Is that fair to say?
Yeah.
In a totally positive way.
Right. Yeah. It's kind of a convener of all the information and trying to get problem solving taken care of.
You're trying to connect the people that need these services to the services themselves.
Right. Yes.
Mm-hmm. And why do you think there's a need for that? I mean, obviously, I know there's a lot of different organizations. And so why is there a need for that?
Well, it just really improves communication. And a month ago, well, really 2 months ago, we had a meeting called the Service Array. And there were like 50 plus organizations and 60 different community leaders there and talking about everything that we have as far as services in our community, but also the needs that aren't being met. And so from that meeting, they came up with 4 different priorities. And one of the top 2 was communication. And because so many of them realized there are lots of resources and services in our community, but they're not aware of them.
Right.
And so the way we've tried to address this is we have a service directory on our website, and we're really inviting any organization, agency, any group that has any kind of activity going on to register their information and create a profile on that, because then you can connect your information with all these other agencies. So we've already got 52 pages on the profiles on that site. But, you know, any club, you know, 4-H clubs, Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts, church youth groups, anyone who has any kind of meetings that you'd like to invite the community to, or please register on there, and you can create events, you can tag different people on your events. So if you have an event, you want to make sure that the Women's Resource Center and RDAP or those key organizations, you think they need to know we're doing this,
right,
and we'd like to have them involved. And you can do that. There's just so many options with this service directory now.
We're talking with Carolyn Sabin from Families First Partnership. In an ideal world, there would be enough money for every one of these organizations to have their own marketing director and have, you know, and some of them probably do have that, but certainly not all of them, I'm sure. Mm-hmm. And so this just bridges that gap, hopefully.
Right, right. And I mean, so many times we have organizations that say they have an event and then it's poorly attended, and people will say, well, I never knew about it. And it's like, but we had it on, you know, social media, we had it on radio, whatever, you know, they'd name all the things that they had it advertised on. And it's like, well, how did people not know? So anyway, we're hoping this will bridge that gap. And once we have it populated enough, then we'll be reintroducing our phone app, which is called First Link. And then it'll have a calendar of events, and just you can access information on any of those community profiles. And it's listed by category and by agency. So there's just all kinds of ways to access the information.
Kind of a one-stop shop.
Right.
Just for information.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah.
Very good.
Another thing that we're pretty excited about is we're participating in the Guardians of Children Family Appreciation Day. And our outreach is really to promote the Pony Express Ride Across Nebraska, which we're hosting on May 18th. And that event is a statewide event, and it is to bring awareness for children's mental health. And so at the Guardian event on this Saturday, we'll be offering a letter of support that people can sign and say why they really support more legislation toward children's mental health programs. And so that'll be our push. We'll have a photo booth and kids can show off their new bike from the Guardians.
Yeah.
And we've got do-rags and tattoo sleeves, and they can really play it up as a biker for their photo. But so that's another event that's coming up. And to follow up that service array information that I had talked about earlier, our collaborative partners meeting is going to be May 23rd, 1 okay. o'clock. And we're still confirming a location, but, you know, that is open to the entire community. Anyone who has feedback on any kind of the gaps or needs in our community.
I think we'll have you on before that again,
right,
too.
Yes,
so
yeah.
We should be able to promote that a little bit more next time, too.
Yeah. So. Yeah. So, and our last exciting news is, the first responders have chosen us as the recipient for their fundraiser game with the Plainsman baseball fundraiser
game. Oh, very good.
So yeah, we're pretty excited about that. That's June 30th. And so, we have a QR code and we're really pushing out to get tickets sold and fill that stadium up and enjoy some Plainsman baseball and watching the first responders teams play against each other. So
very good. Very good. Some fun things coming up for Families First Partnership. And again, I know you mentioned that Child Abuse Awareness and Family Appreciation Day. That's Saturday. So
right.
Mm-hmm. You guys will be a man of the many vendors out there. And that's always a fun time. It's a great organization. I know they had 200 plus bicycles last year. So
oh, yeah.
It's unbelievable.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Uh-huh. Great community support, which is
it really
awesome.
Is. Seventh annual. So that goes down Saturday. So go see them out there Saturday, 11 to 2 at the DNN Events Center. And watch out for that meeting again next month. And website to check out that service directory.
Right.
Mm-hmm. What is the website?
It is www.familiesfirstpartnership.org. And first is not spelled out. It's one ST, like a first place.
Very good. Well, that's awesome. I think the community needs to appreciate what you guys are doing. Again, just trying to make it easier to get from, who the person that needs it to the person or what they need. Just bridge that gap and be a one-stop shop. Because like you mentioned you had 50 so far on there.
Right, yes.
50 mm-hmm. different nonprofits. And so that's great. It's a great start. And I'm sure that number will only grow. I've noticed, and I don't know, I've not lived in a lot of towns of this size, but I feel like North Platte's got a great amount of these organizations.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. I mean, there's something really for everything if you need it. It's just sometimes, and you know, sometimes maybe people don't want to, or they're shy to reach out to some of these organizations. So, having the information online where they can, look at it before they call and maybe get a little more comfortable with it.
Right. Yeah. Uh-huh. And yeah, that would be a great resource for them to just kind of do a little exploring so that they know their options.
Right. Yeah. And I'd invite you, even if you don't feel like you need it, go look and see what's on there, because you probably know somebody that might need one of those services someday, and you probably will need one of those services
right.
someday.
Yeah. You just never know.
That's right. Carolyn, anything else this morning?
That should do it, Tanner.
Thank you so much for coming in. We appreciate you. All the great work at Families First Partnership. Have a great day.
Yeah, thanks, and you also.